Parshas Shmos. Parsha begins, Sefer Shmos begins Ve'ele Shmos. Ve'ele Shmos ben Yisrael Abba Mitzrayim. Vav is always Moistav Alinian Rishon. We know Be'etzem, Sefer Breishis, the Ramban calls it Sefer Yitzirah, Sefer Shmos is called Sefer Geula. What's the Vav over here? What's the Vav Moistav over here? It's two different Sfarim, it's two separate Sfarim. What's the Hemshech over here? And then the pasuk continues, Habayim Mitzrayim. Habayim is Mashma, Kilu, Habayim who are in the midst of coming. Habayim, those are coming to Mitzrayim. It doesn't say Shabo Mitzrayim, which is Mashma in the past tense. It says Habayim Mitzrayim. Why? And then the pasuk says, Eis Yaakov. What's the lashon of Eis Yaakov? Eidish Mois Ben Eish Rabo Mitzrayim, Eis Yaakov. It should say Im Yaakov. What's the meaning of Eis Yaakov? And Be'emes is, we have to understand the Shoyrish, this parasha is the parasha of the Shoyrish of the Inyan of Golos. How to live in Golos, how to be Miskayim, how to be Miskayim in Golos, and above all, most Choshev, how and what's chus to get out of Golos. Parasha Shmoyz, Sefer Shmoyz, the beginning of Sefer Shmoyz, is Taka the Sefer that teaches us Hadrocha, how to live in Golos. So we have to understand the Bechina of, the beginning of Sefer Shmoyz, and to see how Taka in every single Golos, Mitzrayim is the Shoresh of all the Golias, how to live and survive and be taken out of Golos. And the Hakdama to the whole Sefer, and the Hakdama to this whole Inyan is, with the famous Medrash Rabbah in Breishis, where the Medrash says, quotes, the Emes Oma Al Yivrosh Kulei Shek. Emes said that the world shouldn't be created. Why? Because the world is Emes Kulei Shek. What's the Indian? What's the pshat that the world is kulei shek? The difference between emes and sheker is that sheker means hishtanus. Anything that's mishtane is sheker. Anything that's emes is constant, it's static. That's why emes is aleph, mem, sof. Aleph is the beginning, mem is the middle, sof. It goes in a straight line from beginning to the end. Sheker is something that keeps on changing. If we imagine Moshel Maldav Adoyim, a person who sets off from Yerushalayim to go to a different town, and he keeps on changing, every 5 miles, he keeps on changing where he's going to. He'll never reach anywhere. He'll never get anywhere. Hishtanus is shaykh to the oilam ha-sheke. Sheke, Chazal says, ein lo raglayim. Sheke ein lo raglayim. Sheke ein lo raglayim means that you're not going anywhere with sheke. If you're not going anywhere with sheke, you don't need raglayim. Raglayim is for a hoilach who's going somewhere. Somebody who's doiber emes, so then it's aleph, mem, tof. He has a haschola, and he has a soif, and he's a hoilach. Emes yesh le raglayim. Sheker is a complete ishtanis. The person won't get anywhere. It keeps on changing, stopping and starting and changing. He doesn't need raglayim. That's the bechin of sheker in le raglayim. Emes is constant. Therefore, Emes said, al yivra. Emes said that the world shouldn't be created. Why? Because the world is Emes full of ishtanis. Not just mitzad that people talk sheker. The olam, the shikra means that everything in this world is mishtane. So the Rabbein Shlonim created the world that way. We'll discuss later, Metz Hashem, why we mention this in Marv, in the first bracha, Birchas Krishwa Marv. But the word is that Olam Hazeh, the Rebbein Shlom created in a way where there's different seasons, there's summer and there's winter, and there's different seasons, and there's different zmanim, and there's different matzovim. That all comes under the category of the Alma de Shikr. And that's why we know that Rabbeinu Shlom created the world with the Shem Elokim. Shem Elokim is Gematria HaTeva. Halpi Teva, everything keeps on changing. However, the Yudki Vovke corresponds to the Bechina of Hoya, Hoive, Veyiye. Meaning, Atuhu Atshaloi Nivra Ha'olam, Hoya, Atuhu Mishnivra Ha'olam, Koya Ma'ashem, Ani Rishoin, Ani Achroin, Hui Balod Ayin Elokim, Tzad the Rabbeinu Shalom. Sad Hashem Yudke Vovke. The Yudke Vovke is Moira, shows on the Bechino of built in Ishtane. Bein Shalom was Hoya, Hoive, Beyeh, nothing's happened. Atu wa Shalom Nibro Oilam, Atu Shemish Nibro Oilam. Adoin Elam Hashem Olach, V'achri Kechleis HaKol, still Levada Yim Leich Neira, nothing's really happened. In Ruchnias, Mitzad the Rabbein Shalom, is nothing's happened, there's no Ishtanas. Toira Akdoisha, Anim Amem Unishleim, Mashazoisa Toira Loitei Mochlefes. Torah is built in Ishtane. Torah is the Torah's Emes. We're still wearing the same tefillin as was worn thousands of years ago, because Tarei Gmitzvos and the Torah Kedosha puts a person in a mode of built in Ishtane. Because Moshe Emes, Vesayrosai Emes, puts a person into a massive of built in Ishtane. V'meila, the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, talking about the Shem Elikim, the Shem of Teva, where the Rebbeinu Shalom created the Teva, that it should always be Ishtanis, Mishanis, Itim, Machlev, Sazmanim. And we have to find the Emes, we have to go through this world, talking with the Emes, and with the Matzav and Bechina of Bilti Nishtana. Very Bekitza, the whole Chet of Adam, the whole Kish, the whole Aver of the Chet of the Itzadas is all caused by the Bechina of Emes versus Sheker. The Nochash said, even though the Rebbeinu Shalom said, if you eat from the Itzadas, Moistamusan, the Nochash says, Loi Moistamusan, person won't die. In other words, Ki'ilu is makrish what the Rebbeinu Shalom said. Ki'ilu, there's a makim to say that Rebbeinu Shalom Chas V'Shalom wasn't saying Emes. We know that Chava, also Be'emes, was also Nichshal in this Inyan. She said that Rebbeinu Shalom said that whoever touches it will die. And really the Emes was that Rebbeinu Shalom said that only somebody who eats it will die. There was a Bechin of Sheker over there. There was a Bechin of Hepecha Emes over there. And therefore, that's why Sheker Ein L'Raglaim. Sheker Ein L'Raglaim is the Nochash who instigated the Sheker. His Taka Nixitzu Raglav, his Raglaim were cut off. After the Sheker, so then, there's no kiyum. Sheker ein l'raglayim, there's no kiyum, and therefore a person has to die. If there wouldn't have been the chet of the tzadas, then Adam would have been in a matzav of bilti nishtane. He would have remained alive, guf ben neshmosoi. Because of the chet of sheker, sheker's ein l'raglayim, he made it, therefore, ein l'raglayim means there's no kiyum, you're not going anywhere, and therefore, misa was introduced. Yaakov Avinu, we know, be'emes, was the Midas Emes, Titin Emes Liyakov. Yaakovina brought out the Midas Emes in its full glory. Yaakov was an Ishtom, Yeshua Baholim. Yaakov was dubbed to Torah, which Torah is Emes, Moshe Emes, Sarasa Emes. Yaakovina is the Bechinataka of an Aleph Tiltof. Yaakovina, any Matzav you put him from the beginning to the end, he's Yaakovina is a Matzav and a Bechina of Bilti Nishtana. And therefore we find that Yaakovina, when he's taken out, of being an Ishtam Yosheva Holim, and Yitzchak and Rivka send him to the base Lavan. And we know Lavan was the peak, was the epitome of Sheker. He promises Yaakov Rachel, gives him Leah, tells him to work 7 years. After 7 years, he lies, says work another 7 years. Lavan Arami is the opposite of a base of Medrash. The base of Medrash is an Ishtam Yosheva Holim, is the Teres Emes, and Lavan is a Makom of Sheker. And Mela, therefore, Yaakov Avinu, when he was leaving his parents' house and leaving the Beis Lavan, going to Beis Lavan, his Yaakovina felt epsomatsiv where there's going to be big ishtanus in his life. Sheker is ishtanus. Leaving such an extreme, leaving from a mokum of a chi emes, of most emes, to the mokum of the most sheker, is a major ishtanus. He made it therefore that Yaakovina was worried or concerned that this would be ishtanus and he would lose his whole middos of emes, especially not just mitzad the ishtanus, but he's going to a house of sheker. And therefore, that's why the Rebbeinu Shalom came to him in a dream. He went into a dream, and the Rebbeinu Shalom came to him in a dream. Hini anochi imoch hushmaticha b'chal asher teilech. Rebbeinu Shalom said, "There's not going to be ishtanus. Wherever you go, Yaakov Avinu, I'm going. Whatever madrega you are, you'll stay and you'll stick on that madrega." Sulam mutzav arza v'roshim magia shemaima. Yaakov Avinu is the same bechina. Nothing is going to change. Shemaim oret. And therefore, that was the Yaakov Avinu's guarantee. So the Peldik is Ach there in Vayetze, when Yaakovina woke up, Yaakovina's Pasuk says, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. What does it mean, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov? So Rashi says, Eloshin of Vayisa Yaakov Raglov, the Nasa Le Kal Aleches. We have to understand, what's the Eloshin of Vayisa Yaakov Raglov? His legs, Vayisa, he carried his legs. What does all that mean? Of according to what we're saying, Pasuk says, Pek Chof Tes Pasuk Allah, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. Rashi says, "Nasa liboy is raglov and nasa kal leches." The oimek einin is taka. We said, "Sheker is ein l'raglaim." The nachash lost his raglaim. Yaakovin was scared that he was on his way to base love and he was on his way to the olam hasheker. He was scared of this ishtanus in this extreme contrast between the life until now and the life that he's going to begin. So Meila, therefore, after Rabban Shalom promised him that he's going to stay the same because Rabban Shalom is with him and nothing's going to change, Meila was nizbara to Yaakov Avinu ki'ilu that he has raglaim. Emes yesh le raglaim. He's going to keep his raglaim. And therefore the pasuk says, Takav Yisa Yaakov raglo v'yelech atzim yikedem. The Emes is the same thing later on. When Yaakov Avinu He didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. He was scared to go down to Mitzrayim. Bein Shlalem said to Yaakov Avinu, Hanoichi Eredim Chom Mitzrayim, Hanoichi Elcha Gamola. And Yaakov Avinu, nothing changes. The way I was with you in Eretz Yisrael, that's the way I'm with you when you go down to Mitzrayim. Nothing's changed, because Yaakov Avinu zoicha to the mid of Emes. Being zoicha to the mid of Emes is pshat, that any matzav he's in, nothing changes. It's always exactly the same. And that's the same bechin as we've discussed many times, that Yaakov's name is Yaakov Yud Ekev. In other words, whether he's Oisek in Inyonim of Roish, of Yud, of Machshava, of Ruchnis, or whether he's Oisek in Inyonim of Raglaim, of Ekev, it's all one bechin of Bilti Mishtana. His whole guf, his whole Koymas Adam was Bilti Mishtana. And that was the soid of the Sulam Mutzav Arza V'Roshim Agi HaShemayimo, that whether it's Mutzav Arza V'Roshim Agi HaShemayimo, it's the same Sulam, it's the same Rishus, it's the same bechina, whether you're Oisik in Ruchnis, whether you're Oisik in Gashmis, whether you're Oisik in Roish or Raglaim, that's Yud or Ekev, it's always the same, one Koymah, that's a Matzav of Bilti Mishtana. That was the bechin of Emes by Yaakov Avinu. The Aleph is like Yaakov's Roish, the Sof is like Yaakov's Raglaim, or it's all one bechina. That's what Yaakov Avinu was zoicha to, and that brings a person taka to Emes. If it's built in Ishtane, so it brings a person to Emes. And Emes takes a person taka on a journey, and he doesn't get fablonged, he doesn't get lost, he stays static, and it's Yeshle Raglaim, he has Raglaim to walk, and the Emes never changes, and the Emes is Lo'ilam Lenetzach Netzach. By the way, in Seyda HaSfiris, after Chesed Gvur Teferis, Teferis is Yaakov Avinu, that's the mid of Emes, and the next mid is the mid of Netzach. We'll discuss Netzach, Moshe Rabbeinu Metzoshim. The word of Netzach is the Havchon of Nitzchias, that after the mid of Emes, and through the mid of Emes, a person takes a zoicha to the Inyan of Nitzchias. Therefore, we know that Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Yosef is the Hemshech of Yaakov Avinu. Yosef is somebody who's nobody ever lived a life like Yosef, where Yosef's life was a life mamish full of ishtanas, kulay ishtanas. He was his father's favorite. He had a ksoinas pasim, which was a royal garment, and then he was pulled off. They took off the garment, threw him into the bar. So that's going meigra rabba lebira mikta. From the bar, he was taken out, and he became the roish of the sar of Betifa's house. And then again, he was thrown into a bar. From the bar, he came back into. He became a melech of Mitzrayim. Yosef Atzadik's whole life is a life full of hishtanus. Nevertheless, Rashi says in this week's parsha, "VeYosef Hoya beMitzrayim." Yosef Hoya Mitzrayim. Rashi says the lashon of. What's the lashon of in this week's parsha? Parsha Shmoyis. "VeYosef Hoya beMitzrayim." Rashi says, "Who Yosef? Haroyes Tzoynoviv. Who Yosef? Shehoya beMitzrayim. VeNasa Melech. VeOymid beTzidkei. Who Yosef? Yosef Tzadik represents and corresponds to that very same." Bilti Nishtane, the Yaakov Avinu, he was a son of Yaakov, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Yosef brought that Madrega down into Mitzrayim. He was brought into such a massive where Yaakov, where Yosef Tzadik was alone, mamish, and he should have changed. He was in an alien society. He was in mamish, a society that's the opposite of what he's used to. Different religion, bechlal, different culture, different society, different everything. Yosef Tzadik was placed in the greatest nesoyin to be nishtane, and yet Yosef Tzadik was a bilti nishtane because he was the Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. He was the son of Yaakov Avinu. All this bechin, this whole bechin over here, is all preparing us taka for galus. And now we can understand why Yaakov and Yosef taka to go down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the Malchus of Paro. Paro, we know, was mamish one big sheker. Paro pretended he was a god, and that's why he was Oyset Tzrochov in the Nile. He had to go into the Nile every day. His whole Mahus was living a life of sheker. And throughout the next few parashas of Hashem, one day he cries out to the Rabbein Shalom, he says, Rabbein Shalom, he cries out to Moshe, and he says, Daven to the Rabbein Shalom, and I let you all out, let all the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. The next day, no, next day he says you're all staying. And soon afterwards he comes crying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Davin, and you can all go out to Mitzrayim. And then the next day, this Makkah goes away, he lies again, he changes his mind. He zigzags the whole time. Paro is the pinnacle of the Bechina of Sheker Ein L'Reglayim. And therefore Yaakov, is shown the Nochash. Moshe shows, he makes an ois for the Nochash. He shows Paro, look at the Nochash, lost his Reglayim. He was showing Paro the Bechina of Sheker Ein L'Reglayim. If Mitzrayim and Paro corresponds to that same Sheker of Ein L'Reglayim that we were talking about, in the Alma de Shikra, the Hishtanus of Paro, that we can understand why Yaakov and Yosef had to be sent down into Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the Mokum of Ishtanis. Yaakov and Yosef is the Madrig of Bilti Ishtanis. He's there to come down to Mitzrayim to prepare Klal Yisrael for Golas. And now it's like coming to the Yisod of the Shir. The one lesson of Golas is that when Yidin are sent into Golas, we have to understand that even though we're being sent into a matzav, into a mokum, into a mamad of complete ishtanis, if you live amongst the goyim, one sees that there's different cultures. A yid from from England, who goes to France, doesn't speak the same language. He hasn't got the same culture. He doesn't share anything in common. The whole life of Golas, in other words, living amongst the goyim, is how we view and how we experience things that change the whole time. The ishtanis of matzavim. Every different goy in every different country, they used to have different avodah zorahs for every different type of, for every different thing. Every house had a different avodah zarah. The whole goyish welt is a welt that's full of hishtanus. We always quote the Rashi in the Zayis HaBracha, where Rashi says that when Rashi Lagavi Zvulun, Sfunei Tmunei Choyl, his Rashi says there that when the merchants would come and buy Schoyra from Zvulun, they would say, we came from different countries, they came all the way to Eretz Yisrael, let's go to the Beit HaMikdash and let's see Ma Yirasa Shel Umazu. They came to the Beit HaMikdash and they saw that Mishtachmim Lekeil Echad, Hoichlin Machol Echad. They saw there's no Ishtanis, they saw everything as one, there's no Ishtanis, they became Geirim. The Paladika Rashi, Rashi is teaching us that the Goyish life is a life of Kula Ishtanis. As soon as they see the life of the Eden, that it's Hashem Echad, it's Torah Achas, and it's a massive ability in Ishtanis, they were so impressed that they all became Eden. That's the sod of Klal Yisrael going to Golas. Going into Golas means you're going into a massive of Ishtanis. And the koyach of Yaakov and Yosef that they put into Mitzrayim, which is the sheresh of all the Goliaths, is that when Yidin go into a Golas, into a massive of Ishtanis, we should be zochah to remain a bechina of bilti Ishtanis. And this is the big yisod, and this explains us in a very deep way the first bracha, Hashem b'dvarim ma'ariv v'ravim, that we quoted earlier. Ma'ariv is Laila. Laila is Golas. Mariv is like, Mariv is a Lashon Taruvus. It's a gemishach. It's a mixture. It's sometimes Azoy, sometimes Azoy. Golas is always Ishtanis. Laila is the Bechin of Golas. And therefore the first pasuk, the first bracha, I mean, of Bichas, of Mariv, is we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you created the world taka full of Ishtanis. You created the world full of Ishtanis, as we said earlier, Bereishis Bara Elokim, with the Shem Elokim, with the Teva is full of Ishtanis. Oh, but nevertheless, in the bracha we say, Machlev is Azmanim, Meshanes Itim, Machlev is Azmanim. How we finish that bracha and we say, no. Keil Chai V'Kayam Tomid Yimlei Chaleinu Leinu Vod. We, Klal Yisrael, we are Tomid Yimlei Chaleinu. Bein Shlenim Fast is no Ishtanis. There's Tmidus, there's consistency. Tmidus. Even though we're in Golas, the world is a world full of Ishtanis, but Klal Yisrael is Chai V'Kayam Tomid Yimlei Chaleinu Leinu Vod. That's the Pshat in Ma'ariv. Meila, that's the Pshat, that's the Yisod of Sefer Shmoyz. And that's why Taka we know, Balaturim brings it down Taka the beginning of Sefer Shmoyz. In what schus did Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim? The schus that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim is Shleishinu. Shleishinu is Shemom, Shleishinu is Lashoinom, Shleishinu is Levusham. But the first Balaturim of Sefer Shmoyz brings down, Eil Shmoyz b'nei Yisrael, Aboim is Rosh HaTevah, Shviya, Sha'af Kishahoyu b'Shviya, Shemoyz b'nei Yisrael, Leishinu Shmoyzom, Shemeshvil Dalet Dvarim, Nigalu b'shvu Shleishinu Shmoyzom, Shleishinu Levusham, etc., etc. In other words, the whole zchus to leave Mitzrayim was the zchus of Bilti Ishtanis. That zchus of Bilti Ishtanis came from Yaakov Avinu and Yosef. In other words, when the Yidin are in Golas and we stick together and we realize that we are an Am Levodon Yishkon of Agoyim Le Yischashav, we realize that we are an Am of Bilti Ishtanis. We are an Am of Emes. We are an Am that starts from Aleph and gets to Tov. We don't get confused. We don't get fablunged. We have a destination in sight. We have a tzapir for the Achus Hayomim. We have a Tarek Mitzvah. It's all one long line. Elokim Osas Adam Yashar. Boinshlam created the person Yashar. Him Bikshu Cheshboinus Rabbim. Oilam Azeh is the Oilam of Cheshboinus Rabbim. A lot of confusion, a lot of Ishtanis, a lot of different things happening all the time. But a person is Yashar. That's the middle of Emes. And when we live amongst the Goyim, the number one Shoyrish, the number one Nakuda is not to adapt the Goyishkeit, not to adapt the culture of the Goyim, not to adapt any Goyishkeit, because the Goyishkeit is a Oilam Hazadik Ishtanis. The Goyishkeit is the Alma de Shikra. And we are B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And therefore, that explains us all the kashas that we asked earlier. First kasha we asked was, what's the pshat ve'ele shmoiz b'nei Yisrael? Ve'ele vav moisev alinyan rishon. What's the vav moisev alinyan rishon of it? The vav moisev alinyan rishon is that even the sefer Bereishis is a sefer where it's the sefer of the Ovos. It's the sefer of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, Shvatim HaKadoshim. So Mordek HaSefer, Sefer Shmois, is a contrast, is a huge ishtanus that we're going down to Mitzrayim now. Yaakov's not here, Yosef's not here, the Shvatim are not here, and it seems like there's a huge ishtanus. Therefore, the Sefer Shmois begins with the letter Vav. No, Ve'il HaShmois, Vav Mois of Alinyan Rishon. It's all connected, it's all Makusha together. Why? Because Habayim Mitzrayim are. Klali's of Yaakov and the Shvatim, they're all in a process of buying Mitzrayim. Just like Yaakovinu, the mid of Emes, the mid of Bilti Nishtana. And therefore the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, I'm with you wherever you are. Hanoichi Eridimcha Mitzrayim. Hanoichi Elcha Gamora. It means the same thing, the same Ashpas of Yaakov and Yosef. It's Ve'ela Shmoiz Bnei Yisrael. Habayim, they're constantly coming. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. That's the Yisod. The Yisod is, nothing has changed. They're still coming to Mitzrayim. And therefore the Yosef Hayab Mitzrayim, like we quoted Rashi earlier, who Yosef Aroyes Soinoviv, who Yosef Shehoyev Mitzrayim, the Nasa Melech V'Omad B'Tzidkoy. That's the number one the person has to realize when it comes to living in Golas. Comes to living in Golas, the person has to realize that the person has to look back and see how his grandparents, how his great grandparents, how his great great grandparents lived. And we know Taka back in the life of the Shtetlach. Is a shtib, a Yiddish shtib was the same Yiddish shtib as it was 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. Things didn't change. Today we're living amongst goyim, so this nisoyin is a big nisoyin. A person has to be mekabel upon himself that all the different cultures and all the different cultures of goyim has bechlal not shayach to us. Bechlal not shayach to us. We are still living. When you walk into a Yiddish shtib, remember in America when I go in Washington Heights, there's a lot of goyim, a lot of goyishkeit over there. And you walk into the Yiddish shadiras over there in this big apartment block of 100 apartments, and there's a few Yidden living there. You walk into the building, you feel that you smell the goyishkeit. You walk into one of the Yiddish shadiras there, you see a Shabbos room with a nice silver cabinet with candlesticks, with a menorah, with bechas. You see a svarim shrunk, shelves with svarim. It's a mordek nekuda where you see that Klal Yisrael is mamish abulti nishtana. It's the same shtib. It's the same shtib when you go to England, you go to America, you go to France. Everywhere it's the same shtib. You go into a shul anywhere in the world, it's the same borchos Hashem avorech lein avoid. Yidden always have common language. A Yidden now, especially dafayomi, this Yid meets that Yid on a plane in the airport. Straight away, we're all the same. Why are we all the same? Because none of us have changed. Even though this Yid is from America, and this Yid is from Europe, and this Yid is from somewhere else, it doesn't matter. That's all shayach to Goyishka. We're not shayach to that. We're shayach to the Bechina of we are built in Ishtana. That's the Yisod of Golas. And when that's called Klal Yisrael, we're taka taken out of Golas. And that's the Yisod. That's why Sefer Shmoyis begins with these in Yonim. That's Haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That whether we're in Golas or whether we're in the Gula, a person has to realize that Rabban Shalom is with us all the time. And a person can cling to the Rabban Shalom in a way where in the middle of all the Goyishkeit, you can have a minion, you can have a shul, you can have a kehillah, you can have a group of Yidden living together, mamish like they lived a few thousand years ago. And that's chutzim et Hashem. We're going to be zoicha, the Rabban Shalom is going to take us out of Golas, just like over them, b'schutz shalei shinu, if we mekabel upon ourselves nowadays as well, that we're not going to be in Ishtana, because then we'll be zoicha et Hashem. The Rabban Shalom will take us out of Golas, and we'll be zoicha et Hashem, to the achris hayom, and meher b'yameinu, amen.